Cole Ketterling is your 2017 national winner in diversified crop production in the category of entrepreneurship at the 90th National FFA Convention and Expo. Cole, start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
All right, yeah, like you said, my name is Cole. I'm from a small town, Wishick, North Dakota. South Central North Dakota is where that's located. And I'm currently a freshman in college at NDSU, and my operation consists of roughly 300 acres that is farmed on a spring wheat, corn, sunflower, and soybean rotation. So that's just a little bit about me.
Tell me how you got your start in your SAE.
Well, I grew up on a family farm, and I've always had four great role models to look up to, my two grandpas, my older brother, and my dad. And you know, just working out on the farm with them when I was a young kid kind of developed my passion for farming. And as soon as I got the chance to start a little bit on my own, I knew it was something I wanted to do. So I didn't hesitate to take that opportunity. And I took it and I just ran with it. And it became more than I thought it ever would become. And this has always been a goal of mine, just to be a finalist. And I guess now I'm a winner, which is pretty exciting. And I really don't have words to describe it right now.
What's it like working with family members on the farm?
Oh, it's probably the best thing I could have ever dreamed of. I literally have four role models every day working out on the farm in the summer. And you know, as a young kid, I didn't really realize how much that meant, but now that I'm older, when I look back, all the life lessons that my grandparents and my dad and my older brother taught me, I use them every day, and I can't take them for granted, because they're something that I'll carry with me the rest of my life. So it's truly inspirational, and I really enjoy it.
Let's talk about some of the challenges that you've had to overcome within your SAE.
Yeah, probably my biggest challenge was expanding. It takes a lot of capital to expand at a young age, and to overcome that, I guess I just tried to manage my money the best I could, and when opportunities came my way, I tried to be conservative, but I also had to take risks at times. And you know, just having the advice of my dad telling me what he thinks will work and what wouldn't, kind of gave me a little bit of guidance, and then I used that information to take some risks, and the risks paid off. They weren't always easy. I had to work pretty hard for it, but it's definitely, looking back, a good thing I did, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Any advice that you'd offer to other FFA students to create a successful SAE like yours?
Just take some risks, have fun with it, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Whenever you need help, everybody's going to do things wrong. I've made plenty of mistakes growing up in my SAE. I've made lots of mistakes, actually, and they're just good learning experiences. And you take those mistakes and you learn from them, and you try something new again, and don't ever sell yourself short.
What does the future look like for you after college?
I hope to come back to the family farm. Maybe I'll be doing a little bit of part-time loan officer work, because I'm going into egg lending right now, but I'd like to farm full-time and take over eventually with my older brother someday. But so that's what my future hopefully holds.
Give me your initial reaction when they called your name up there on stage.
I guess I was just so excited. I don't really know. I was shocked. I was a little bit nervous, and yeah, it's just such a good experience, and the lights on you, it's crazy. So
I've been talking with Cole Ketterling from North Dakota, the 2017 national winner in diversified crop production in the area of entrepreneurship. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.